Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Tuesday, October 28th, and today my special guest is actor Brent Spiner, who most of you know from Star Trek The Next Generation, who played Data, but who has also played many, many other roles, and has recently put out a CD called Dreamland, which I will let him tell you about, because I don't think I would do justice to explaining it. And let me apologize in advance to anybody who, in my later segment after he leaves, is expecting a song for me today. Because, as you can tell, I have a bit of a sore throat. So even though I will attempt to do a song for a special caller today, it will probably be a Frog in the Throat song by Kismet. So hopefully this is Brent on the line.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Sorry about your throat.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, these things happen. Of course, it, you know, when it's somebody I really want to talk to. But so how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
And I want to know, this is really this question. Now, what made you decide to do my show?
Well, you asked me.
And you, so you just, because I've been hearing that you really don't do a lot of radio?
Well, I don't, but I mean, not a lot, but I do some. I've done a few interviews on the radio, and my manager sent me along a note saying that you had contacted them and wanted to interview me, and I thought, well, sure, why not?
Oh, great, 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 because, you know,
When they say something to me like, this is probably something you'll want to pass on, then I generally do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have ordered your Dreamland CD, but it has not got here yet. And I asked if they wanted to send me something so I could play,
uh-huh.
And I guess they didn't. So.
Oh, well. Well, you could have downloaded something.
Yeah, but I just paid for the whole CD, and I'm not rich.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, hopefully it'll get to you soon.
Yeah. I was going to do that. I was going to go ahead and do that this morning, but I stayed up all night writing. I'm also a writer, and I stayed up all night writing, and I actually kind of...
Oh, well, you know what we should have done? You should have said, why don't we wait until I get it and listen to it so we can actually talk about it with, you know, some, you know... information, because if you haven't heard it, it's just me piping up about it, which is always boring.
Well, no, I have listened to some of it. So, but she said because she said this is the only time you would do the interview.
Well, no, whatever. We won't argue about it. She asked it was a very open blanket. When would you like to do it? I said, how's next week? She said, fine, and that was that.
Oh.
I had the option to wait several weeks.
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry.
So I have just a zillion people. I have a zillion people here listening to me, and I also have a live chat room with people madly typing questions into the
I mean,
room.
Literally a billion or a zillion?
Well, you know, in my world, literally, yeah.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah. But now, listen,
yeah.
I had a question, and from Sean O'Mac. He's the man that did the peanut campaign that got Jericho.
What?
The peanut, you heard about the peanut campaign that got Jericho back on the air?
No, sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? Okay,
no.
Well, it got the TV show Jericho back on the air. Anyway,
oh, Jericho, right, yes.
Right,
yeah.
Right, okay. He also hosts a show here on Blog Talk Radio. And he had a question. I understand that you have no intention of playing Data again. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it's not exactly correct. I mean, I have recently I did an interview that was been on the internet where I said that I feel like I'm too old to play Data, which I am. And I've been saying that for years, that I've been saying I'm getting too old, I'm getting close, I'm right on the line. Well, I think I crossed the line finally, and I do think I'm too old. You know, in acting, there's two things that really one has to address before doing a part. That's ability and suitability. And obviously I know how to play the character, but I don't think I'm any longer suitable for the character. I think Data is a creature who should be a younger person than me. And I know that there are a lot of fans and wonderful people out there who disagree with me about that. But It all really is sort of a moot point, frankly, because it's really, in actuality, I think Paramount kind of killed all of us, not just Data, in the last movie. They killed all of us because really nobody's mentioning or probably will ever mention, let's do another Next Generation movie, I mean, as far as the studio goes. So I don't think it's really... It even matters whether I think I'm too old or other people don't think I'm too old. I don't think anyone's ever going to produce another Next Generation film, so it doesn't really matter what I think.
Ah, well, because we had a question which I thought was interesting. If they were ever to, and you didn't want to play Data, would you ever think about bringing back Lore as the bad guy?
Well, you know, that's such a hypothetical because that says if they ever did another movie and if they wanted to use Lore in it, would I play it? Well, how much are they going to hypothetically pay me for that, by the way?
Well, I pay you bunches, but it was I just thought it was interesting because Lore was such an interesting character.
Yeah, no, I loved playing Data. I loved playing Lore. I loved the whole experience. I wish I was younger. I wish Paramount was still interested in doing Next Generation movies. And I wish pigs could fly. You know?
They can't?
Well, some, I guess, can.
Oh, God, I'm failing miserably, aren't I? Okay. Oh, man, somebody shoot me now. Put me on my misery.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know, but I just know I'm failing miserably. I feel like, I wrote you a poem, so before you leave, let me read you your poem at least so I won't feel like I'm a terrible
You are failure. Not failing miserably. You're asking questions, and I'm answering them. That's all
that
you're supposed to be doing. Right?
Yeah, I know, but, I listen to you. I listen to all these other interviews, and everybody always sounds so professional. My show is a little bit different. Usually on my show, I get people to sing on my show, and I write songs. I write songs off the cuff and sing.
Why did you then want to have me on the show?
Because I love you as an actor. I mean, I do have serious interviews, but it's usually with people I've talked to beforehand. I usually talk to them beforehand,
opted not to talk to me beforehand.
No,
because
I didn't.
It to be loose and just off the cuff, and that's what it is. It's fine. Don't worry, Terry.
Okay,
everything's cool.
Okay. Oh, you didn't say my name, did you? Did you just say my name?
No.
Don't say my name. My radio people don't know my name.
Oh my God! Yes, God forbid they should know your name because then they
It's like I'm just kidding. I'm not a face. They don't even know my face. I'm just a name. I'm just a name. I don't want to be known. I'm just a name.
How can you be a face? You're on the radio.
Right, but I have a web page and all that. But I don't want to be known. I don't want you to be famous.
You know what, Terry? Excuse me. I will never say your name again. I will never say your name again.
Oh, you've ruined me. You've ruined my mystery.
Listen.
Thank you, Brad.
The good thing about radio is you can edit it. But here's another thing is I promise I will never say your name ever again. And I mean in my own life, in your life, ever.
Ever. Ever. Right. If you ever meet me in person, you will not even shake my hand and say hello.
No, I'll shake your hand and say hello. I just won't say your name.
Just say my name. How cool. That's okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You want to talk about Dreamland at all, or do you just want to keep harassing me?
You know what? I'll just say something briefly about it. Okay. If your audience is listening, it's a very decent production. We worked very hard on it. It took 9 months to make it. It's incredibly high production, and I think you'll enjoy it. It is, I believe, and I could be wrong. I mean, you know. I often am, but I think it's a really entertaining piece. And that said, there you have it. There's my pitch. Go on my website, therealbrentspiner.com, and order it, or on Amazon, or on iTunes.
Yeah, I have it posted on my website and my MySpace and all my other sites I have. I ordered the hand-signed version.
Yes, that would be signed by my hand. Those you can only get on my website, which is, again, therealbrentspiner.com.
You hear that, people? Therealbrentspiner.com.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, the real, not the fake brentspiner.com, the real.
Well, that's correct, because, I had to call it that because somebody owns brentspiner.com.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and I couldn't wrestle it away from them, so I had to call mine, therealbrentspiner.com. There you have
what
it.
What is that's really stupid. All these fake celebrity sites just annoy me.
Well, you know, it's not so much. I think they just want it to, they buy them up. They buy up a lot of quote-unquote celebrity names in hopes that somebody will then buy it from them, you know, like me.
Yeah. Okay, right. would you be, okay, wait a minute. Okay, I have to ask one question, and then would you be willing to take some questions from my listeners?
Oh, of course.
Or no?
No, well, of course.
Okay, good.
That's what
okay,
of course means, yes.
Because my switchboard is, like, lit up like the stars
in
heaven.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fantastic. Hey, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yes.
Who would you say is the most important celebrity you've ever had on your show?
You.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, aside from me.
Oh,
maybe the guy who saved Jericho?
No, actually, he hasn't been on my show. I've been on his show. I don't. One of my bands, I guess. I've had several bands.
Okay. Okay.
So you?
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, so far me. Let's just say that because you know you can do better than me. So.
But I like you. But I like
right,
you.
Well, thank you. Oh, I almost said your name. Anyway.
Well, I got it now. They're all typing it in my chat room.
Right, let's take some questions then.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I had to ask you before I get somebody else. Now, I saw your video with Patrick Stewart at the Star Trek convention.
Yeah.
Now, Were you doing the voice of
Donald Duck?
No.
Porky Pig?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you, you know, because you seem to be drawing a blank. So I'm just going to name everyone I can think of in the world, okay?
No, it was
Eli
the actor.
What?
It was the actor. Thank you. You're really helpful. I even put on your blog. I put commented on your blog, and I'm sure you. Do you even read your MySpace page? Can I ask?
Of course.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I commented on your blog, from Rain
Man. But you want me to remember what you wrote, even though
I don't. But were you trying to do a particular voice when you were on there?
A particular voice. Well, I was doing a voice that I thought was sort of appropriate for the character I was kind of thinking I was.
Okay, so
but it was no one in particular I was doing.
Oh, okay, because you sounded like the guy who played Rain Man.
Rain Man, I sounded like Tom Jones.
Justin Hoffman.
I mean, I sounded like Tom Cruise.
Dustin Hoffman.
No,
Justin
I was
Hoffman.
Doing Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you were doing Tom Cruise.
Let me ask you something. Would you rather have Dustin Hoffman on your show or me?
No, I'd much rather have you.
Because I've got him here. Dustin?
I know.
You don't want to do it. Okay. He doesn't want to do it either. All right. So,
hey, Brent, I'm going to take some phone calls before you hang up on me.
All right, fine.
Oh, man. Nobody's ever going to come do my show. Hey, what's with the hand on the switchboard, people? Okay, I don't know what the hand means. I don't know what the hand means. There's a hand on my switchboard. What does the hand mean? Okay, here's a call from area code. That would be you, Mark. Okay, wait a minute. I'll take your call. Mark has a great question for you.
How do you know?
Because I know Mark.
Okay.
He hosts a show here, too, and he has
Lit up.
Believe me.
The switchboard lit up, and you're having people who work there ask me questions.
Oh, well, he has great questions. Well, he has
All
great
right.
questions.
Okay.
What happened to it? Mark, what network, what, you know, now I lost the call. What happened? Okay, 702, you're on the air.
Am I there, Kismet?
Hello, Mark.
Kismet.
You're
oh,
on
yeah,
with
you're
Brent
there.
Spiner.
You're there. You don't know Kismet's name, do you?
I
don't
think
say
I forgot
it out loud.
It there, Brent. Yeah, I think I forgot there, Brent, but Kiz is a huge fan of my show, and I figured
oh, cool.
I'd actually stop by her show one of these days.
Oh, okay.
But
Yeah, nice. So thanks. No, hey, Mark, I'm going to hang up on you now.
Mark. First of all, great. Yeah?
May I call you Mark?
You can call me Mark.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, you can call me Mark with a Q, Brent, if you want to as well.
Okay, I will.
No, he's special.
So, Mark, what's up?
First of all, you're absolutely hilarious. We're all enjoying you in the chat room. And my question to you is working with Dana Carvey. You ended up working with Dana Carvey with him in The Master of Disguise. What was it like working with him?
Fantastic. I loved working with Dana Carvey. It was like constantly hilarious. That whole shoot was really fun, even though it was a tremendously bad movie, which is something, by the way, I specialize in. I like to keep it up there with, all, you know, probably the best thing about that movie, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved working with Dana and Jennifer Esposito and, you know, Jim Brolin, gosh, Mrs. Streisand. But the person I really, really enjoyed working most with in that film was Jessica Simpson. Are you there, Mark?
I am there.
Oh, good.
Now, you didn't take a vacation with Jessica Simpson during the shoot, did you?
You know, I don't want to talk about it, Mark, but thank you for asking. And Jennifer, if you're listening, he didn't get it from me, okay?
Okay, Mark, bye-bye now.
No, don't leave, Mark. Oh, you're
leaving? Bye.
Goodbye, Mark.
Mark's leaving.
Thank you so much, Mark, for mentioning my fine work in Master of Disguise. And Jessica, baby, if you're listening, I love you. Okay, let's go on with this mystery woman.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you did a huge role in South Park because tell me about that. South Park.
You heard that?
Yes.
Who told you
a
that?
Huge role. I have inside information.
So you didn't bother to look at it, though, and do, you know, because we were going to be talking.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I heard you play Coleman and O'Brien.
Yes, I played Conan O'Brien. That's correct.
They couldn't get Conan. They had to hire somebody to do Conan O'Brien's.
Well, you know, I specialize, again, as well in doing celebrity voices, as well you know. And,
yeah, I do.
The guys on South Park asked me, would you come over here and do Conan O'Brien for us? And I said, of course. I love you guys. I love your movies. I love your TV show. I'll do anything for you. So I did.
All right. Oh, I have a question from the chat room.
Somebody
wants to know what inspired you to make this Dreamland CD.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wasn't really inspired, but I co-own a recording studio in Hollywood, and it's a really wonderful studio. A lot of great bands and vocalists have recorded there. So I said to my partner, one of my partners who's an engineer, a Grammy-winning engineer, I said, look, as long as we own the studio, shouldn't I do something? And he went, yeah, let's come up with something. We have a week open in August, and this was somewhere around January. And he said, let's start thinking. So I started thinking about what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to do another album of standards, but I didn't want to do just a straight album like I'd done before Ole Yellow Eyes is back, because I felt, well, anybody can do an album of standards. And I thought, let's try to put something together that's unique and entertaining and uses other people. So I started thinking about it and thinking about dreams in particular and how much I'd like to do dream theme songs. And then I started thinking, well, can I tie these together into a story? And then I did, and that's how it happened.
And it's wonderful what I've heard of it so far. I can't wait to get it so I can hear all of it. I've heard what I could.
I was really lucky. I got to work with some great people on that, aside from my friend Dave Way, who mixed the album and did all the sound effects. My friend John McKinney did some incredibly beautiful arrangements. I had the genius Maude Maggart singing with me. I had Mark Hamill doing all the other male characters on it. So it was just a journey of love for all of us.
Yeah, he did great when I was listening to those voices. He is really, I didn't realize he was so voice talented.
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Okay, you want to take another call?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. 623, you are on the air with Brent Spiner.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Who are you speaking to?
My name's Thomas.
Thomas?
Hello, Thomas.
Yeah, okay. How long did it take for a Star Trek The Next Generation episode to air, or how long did it take to make? I'm also an artist, so what type of artwork do you like?
Let me answer your first question first. I took about, we shot for 7 to 8 days, depending on how difficult the episode was. And we would shoot 16 to 20 hours a day, 7 or 8 days. And then it took them a couple of weeks to get it on the air. And what kind of art do I like? Well, you know what? I'm big into photographs myself. I like black and white photographs.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Tom. You be well.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay, let's take this other one while we're sitting here. 317, you're on the air with Brent Spiner.
Well, hi, it's me. How's everybody there?
Oh, pretty good.
Fine.
How are you doing? We can hardly hear you.
Yes, speak up.
My phone is very dead for some reason. I'm a big fan, Mr.
Okay, Dean.
It's Dean. How you doing?
Good,
I'm fine. Okay, speak up,
Dean.
We got to hear you.
I just about lost it because of your guest. I tell you, he's like one of my heroes.
Oh, thank you, Dean. That's really kind of you.
Yeah. My question is, I want to know what kind of music you like, but I wanted to comment on Independence Day. Of all the characters that I'd seen you play on the movies and stuff, I love the character on Independence Day the best. I thought you did that just brilliantly.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That was a lot of fun to do, I'll tell you.
It's a wonderful movie. I love it.
Yeah, me too. And you know, one thing that's really great about that movie is it may be the only blockbuster, and it was a blockbuster, maybe the only one in the last, 20 years that they didn't do a sequel to. Had a huge blockbuster, made a lot of money, and they didn't do another one. You got to hand it to them.
They should do a sequel to that, you know?
Well, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's not go there.
Well, that's all right. If they, you know, I mean, I think they just, you know, they probably would if they could come up with a story.
They killed off the aliens. Let's not bring them back.
Then the final thing I wanted to tell you, Mr. Spiner, is I appreciate you being on Kismet's show. She's a great person. We have a lot of fun with her, and I appreciate you coming. But I do want to know what kind of music you like.
Well, wait, who's Kismet?
That's me.
I thought we couldn't say your name.
You can say the Kismet name.
Oh,
that's
you can say
the
that
name.
Name
of my show. Yes, it's a Full Circle with Kismet. That's my name. That's the name I write under. That's the name I write my music under.
Oh, I see. Well, Kismet, I'm so glad to be able to say your name out loud, because then if I run into you...
You can say Kismet, yes. Yeah.
Kismet.
I'm trying to get a real name out of me forever. And
all right, I got it. Now,
and
yours, Dean, is
Kismet.
It Dean? Dean?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Dean. My favorite kind of music?
Yes, sir.
Dean, I'm going to... Let's say classical.
Classical?
Yeah.
I like
You know, Dean, I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
Uh-huh.
I like greatness, you know. I'm somebody who appreciates basically something that I could never do. Create some kind of brilliant classical music.
Yeah, well, you're pretty great yourself. I appreciate you as a fan, so thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much to you, Dean. I appreciate your calling.
Thank you, Dean.
Okay, I'm just gonna,
thank you.
Bye-bye. The only way I can... Bye.
Uh-oh.
Bye, Dean.
Well, we hung up on Dean.
No,
Dean,
well,
no. I'm so sorry that Kismet hung up on you. I never would have done that.
I did not hang up on him.
Kismet.
He's still there. Yes.
All right. Let's rock on, because we only have a couple of minutes. Who do we have left?
Okay.
Do we have anyone
else?
Well,
there are six people on the line, so I guess we're not going to get to anybody.
All right, we can do all six. Let's do all six, and then that'll be a day.
Okay, but I want to read you my poem.
Oh.
Not everybody got to read you the poem. My poem's short, though.
How long is it?
Uh-huh.
How long is it?
It's real short. It's just,
okay.
It's a little short poem. And it's my show, so,
Well, it is your show. You're right about that.
Okay, so I'm going to read you my poem, and then I'll grab a couple callers. I wrote this 5 minutes before the show.
Good.
I had
so you really worked on it. Good.
Well, no, I had it. I wrote it. I was laying in bed last night thinking about it. I am a poet. I sent you. You are a friend of mine on MySpace.
Kismet, really?
Yes.
In reality.
But Brent.
Okay, come on.
I am a serious poet. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
exactly.
is for you.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. You don't like me, do you?
I do. Are you kidding me? I'm still here, aren't I?
That's true.
All right.
Okay. This is for you.
Yeah.
You have had so many choices, and you do such amazing voices. You graced us with this gift today. I really love the role you play. So, Mr. Spiner, sir, before you bid us adieu, I offer up this poem for you. Please accept my humble right, and go continue to cast your light. And that's
wow.
for you.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Kismet, I wasn't listening. Could you read it again, please? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't be hurt. That was lovely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
It's just what I do. I
know it's cool. It's very cool. And I appreciate it. Thank you. That's the first poem anyone's – no, I can't say that. I've been written other poems. But that's my favorite – well, wait. No, I can't say that either.
It's not even your favorite. It's your favorite poem you've ever written.
Let me just say, I like it as much as any poem that was ever written for me.
Okay. That's good.
Because I don't want to hurt anyone else's feelings.
Yeah, right.
You know? Anyway, I enjoyed that, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a couple more calls before you have to make your exodus. 317, you're on there.
Okay.
Speak quickly. 317.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling Mr. Spiner.
Yes.
Mr. Spiner, I so enjoy your work. I just don't think you're anywhere near on the level of Kismet. Her poetry is glorious. She is probably one of the most gifted people I have ever, ever, ever heard. And I thank you for being on her show, sir, because she is a genius.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, too. Thank you so much. You're so right, by the way. Thank you.
That was so weird.
Okay.
Who was that?
I don't know.
One of my fans, I guess.
I guess so. Well, that's totally all right, and I totally agree with them, by the way. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, not at all. Please, I totally agree.
Oh,
all right, kids,
man.
Let's rock. Who's next?
Okay, 505. You're on there.
What?
Okay.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Speak to us.
Hello?
Kismet, first of all, I'd like to say, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Smoldering Embers, you know. I wanted to know what Brent's favorite classical art, who his favorite classical artist is.
I'm a big Dvorak fan, Crystal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That's
yeah. And, you know, you can't say anything bad about Mozart, really, can you?
No.
Yeah.
You can't say anything bad about any of them, really. They're all
not really.
They're all
really. Or about Kismet, either, for that matter.
No, she's not bad for a girl. She's not bad for a girl, but I like the way you just dish it out to her, because Kismet needs a good dose of her own reality.
Yeah, she's a kind of a classical artist herself, Kismet, don't you think?
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Classically,
she's in denial about a lot of things, but we're working on that.
Well, aren't we all?
Sweetie, I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe, Kiss. Okay, I'm going to send you a tape that says, breathe in, breathe out.
Excellent. I'm so glad
don't
I could be here.
Don't keep me laughing.
For
this. Do not keep me laughing.
All right, Crystal, all right, you take it easy.
Thank you, Crystal.
You too.
So glad to talk to you.
One more call in before you get to leaving. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Who's on? We got somebody?
Who's on?
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's
you
see.
Got nobody?
Morgan. Morgan. No. Oh,
yeah.
No. I still got my switchboard lit up. We can sit here for 2 hours, Brent.
Hi, Brent.
Morgan, how you doing?
Morgan.
I'm good. How are you?
Morgan, turn
I go
your
back to your,
Morgan,
okay.
Turn your camera down, please.
I go back to your days on Night Court.
How do you go there?
It's not hard. Videotape. Videotape everything.
You know,
Hey, Morgan, make it brief.
I'd like to go back there myself, but I don't think that's going to happen either. So, Morgan, what do you got,
man? Why don't they do it, a Night Court reunion show?
Well, that's a good idea. Can you pass that along to the
NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We'll start an email campaign.
NBC, talk to NBC about it.
Did you like doing that part?
Oh, it was a joy. I had a great time doing that part. And I enjoyed working with all the people on that show. They were really nice. I've run into many of them through the years, and it's always great to see them. And I'd love to do a reunion show with them. Are any of them still alive, by the way?
Well, I think Harry is still alive.
Harry is, probably, yeah. I mean, we know John
Larroquette,
because he's on
he's doing some stuff.
Show.
But I thought that character in his family would have made a good sitcom on its own.
I do, too, by the way. And I know, you know what? It's never too late, right?
Absolutely.
All
yeah,
right.
You can do this.
Well, that's what you need to write in. Tell the powers that be at NBC to look back at their old episodes of Night Court and to take a look at the Hillbillies and see about maybe bringing them on for their own show, their own
Incidentally,
series.
Incidentally, I have a part for you in my movie.
Oh, you got a movie?
Yeah, well, I've got a book that's being turned into a movie at the moment. It's being made into a screenplay. Kismet knows about it. We've talked about it on the air a few times.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
I'll send it to your website.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, Morgan.
To
I told you, Morgan, I'll get with you this week and get you hooked up for a guest. I just
All
was
right.
crazy busy. Okay?
Good talking
okay,
to you.
We'll take care of you, Morgan. Don't you worry. Kismet will take care of you.
I do.
Okay.
I take care of everybody. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan.
Okay.
All the best to you.
I got to take one more call if you can stay that long, because I promised my
vehicle. You promised
I
would, you would take this last one? Well, if
yeah.
you promised, then I'm going to have to say no. And but, of course, I will. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Because otherwise, Jewel South will not. She's a blues singer, and she will never sing on my show again if I don't take her
call. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's not have that.
Okay. No. Okay. Jewel?
I'm here.
Oh, yay.
Hello.
Okay. You're the last caller. I'm sorry everybody else is still on the line, but Brent does have to go. He's already stayed longer than he promised us. So
I'm really sorry, everybody. I wish I could have stayed and talked to everyone, but Kismet, you know, she talked too long. Okay.
I did. Me and my
Jewel,
big mouth.
Let's go with
yes.
it. What do you got, my dear? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. What can I do for you? What can I answer for you?
Well, I have a question from the chat room. I was moderating the chat room. I have a question from there, but I have two of my own, and I'll make them brief. I know
okay,
you have to go.
Three questions then, right?
Okay, yep, and we're going to shoot right now.
Okay.
All right. First question, did you ever
yep.
feel, and did your crew, our cast, ever feel under pressure from the original Star Trek series?
In what sense? I mean, did they, like that they were going to hurt us?
Popularity,
that
sort of thing.
I was mainly afraid that to like go to my car at night in the parking lot at Paramount, that there's a possibility that George Takei may be somewhere around a corner with a stick in his hand.
Or William Shatner, I mean.
Now, Shatner, I never feared Shatner. He was, you know,
he's wonderful,
fine.
Though I like him.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I hope that answers your
question. Second question.
Yes.
Are you aware of Robert Miles and his CD that he put out some years ago that was almost the same title as yours? And it's a dream sequence CD as well. It's beautiful music.
No.
You ever
no,
heard it?
No. Robert who?
Robert Miles.
No, I'm not aware of that.
You have got to pick that up and hear it. It's wonderful.
All right, I
and I think it would be very inspiring because you know, getting to listen to your music, but I believe that probably, since yours is a dream CD like that, his was too, and his was like the first one that they ever put out there. So
oh, really?
I do have a copy of it. Awesome, awesome CD.
Oh, cool. Well,
so I didn't know if you were aware
good.
Of it or not.
No, no, not at all. Well, thanks for turning me on to it.
You're welcome. And last question was from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy wanted to know, since it's close to Halloween, let me find her question here. Okay. Since it's close to Halloween, she wanted to know if you believe in the paranormal.
Believe in the paranormal. Well, I know what? I'm sort of like, I you need to show me. You know, I don't believe in anything that I can't see.
You wouldn't want to come on my show then because I'm a psychic.
Oh, are you? Well, you know,
yeah.
I mean, or hear. You know, if I can hear it, you know, then I'll believe it. Otherwise,
I have podcasts.
Sing it to him, Jewel. Sing it to him.
No, I'm not singing to anyone. Not today.
I would
today.
Be a little dubious to just take things on faith.
Right.
It's just not
well,
my way.
I think that probably all of us don't want to take anything on blind faith. But, yeah, you sound like you're from the Show Me State. Show it to me and I might sing it.
Exactly.
Kind of funny.
Exactly right.
But we have the right to be skeptical until we're proven otherwise. So
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jewel.
You're welcome.
You're a Jewel, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And I just wish you, you know, wonderful kismet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you, kismet.
Yeah, and thank you for monitoring my chat room for me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Nice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Brent, for coming on my show and outing my name to everybody that I've been hiding it from.
Yeah, because you know they had no idea what your name was.
They didn't. I'm serious. They had no idea. Maybe
well,
trying to get it out.
You know, it's a perfectly nice name. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And I just hope no one else ever says it out loud because they'll be punished.
No, it's just that there is a reason I kept it because I do other things in life.
You don't want someone
really
to know where you are. You're hiding. You're in hiding, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep my private life private, and I think
you should
understand that, Brent.
Yes.
Huh?
I don't know. I think we all want a piece of you. You know, we want
you
to share.
You do not. You're being sarcastic to me now. Stop.
No, I'm not. I am serious. And I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's been, like, I think, as good a radio experience as I've ever had.
Wonderful.
And, yeah. And thank you so much. And I just want your listeners and all to check out Dreamland. I'm pushing it because I think it's good. Not, I wouldn't if I didn't think it was good. And you haven't heard me on the air saying, go see Superhero the movie, have you?
No.
Because it's not really very good. I wouldn't do that. But this project is actually good. It was painstaking, and we really worked hard on it. And, you know, I think you'll enjoy it. So there you go.
Hey, when I get the CD, do I have your permission to play a couple of tunes?
Sure,
on
of course
the
you
show?
Can. Of course.
Okay.
You play
well,
because
I have to have permission. I have to play, you know, get your permission to
do
that.
Do you?
That,
what will happen? I could sue you, right?
Yeah, right, right.
But then,
right.
Oh, would I sue you by your real name or by your stage name?
See, if I don't tell you my real name, you have to. You know my real name.
Of course I know your real name. I know your last name, too, by the way.
Don't you dare.
I'm not going to. All right, Kismet. I enjoy talking to you.
I thank you so much, Brent. I really appreciate you taking the time to come here today and share with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. All the best to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, you guys. Was that the most awesome interview today? Did you guys enjoy it? Fun? I'm going to take ahead. I got to still call her otherwise, so even though Brent's gone, I will take this other caller and we can chat with who's ever on the line and see what's up with them. Here. If my switchboard wants me to. Do we still have 15 minutes left? if my caller's still actually there. And actually, my switchboard still shows. Thank you, Mark. My switchboard still shows Brent there, and I know he's not. And is the person with the 317 area code actually still on the line? Anybody? Hello? Hello? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, people. Well, it's my switchboard is not doing anything. I know he stayed on longer. I know, isn't that cool? He was only supposed to actually stay on like 20 minutes, and I got him 45 minutes. Woohoo! He was wonderful. He was awesome. He's amazing. And people, please go to his website, buy his CD. It is amazing. You're welcome, Sarah. I am waiting for. Okay. I'm waiting for my CD. I ordered one to be hand autographed and signed, and I'm waiting for it. But there is. You can go. He's very down to earth. Okay, Dean. Gotcha. Okay, go. Go buy his CD, TheRealBrentSpider.com. That's where you can, if you want it personalized or autographed, that's the only place you can buy it is on his website. If you just want a regular CD, you can buy it at Amazon or iTunes. I myself went for the, I went all the way and got the personalized autographed one because that's the way I am. So I think my switchboard is frozen because it, I don't know, I'm going to think I have to reopen it and see if that helps because it still says the same exact minute time. Okay, there we go. That's better. Oh, I still have callers on the air, so I'm going to take callers. 703, if it works, oh, come on. Don't make me start singing. I have a sore throat. I don't know what is up with my switchboard. I can't. It's not doing anything here. I'm frozen. Frozen. My switchboard is frozen. What is up? Help, help. Help me, Mr. Wizard. Help me, Mr. Wizard. I might have to sing or something. If you're on my phone trying to get through, I am really trying to pick you up, but my switchboard still is sitting there and it's not picking up anybody. It's Kathy, which area code are you? Kathy is 757. Okay, let me try. I'm sitting here and it's my little hand, I'm clicking, and I'm getting little circles, and nothing is happening. Oh, dude, come on. I think, Brent, I want it. Okay, I'll play the chainsaw song. Okay, well, I'll see if my board works. I'll play the chainsaw song while I try to get Kathy on. Oh, now my board just went black. Okay, I'll play the chainsaw song while I try to get this phone store. So hang on, Kathy. I'll try to get you on by the chain. Oh, there you go. I think I got everybody now. I got everybody now. So whoever was online, I got 317.
It's me.
Okay,
it's me, Kathy.
Yeah, you're 317?
No, I'm 757.
Wait a minute, 317? I thought that was Brent.
I'm 757.
I thought 317 was Brent. Why would I still have him on my switchboard? Can you hear me? Yeah. And 702?
Am I there, kid?
757.
Huh? Okay, who's on my phone? Speak up.
Okay. Hello? We'll call everybody.
317, 702 is?
Me.
Mark?
Yeah, it's me. It's Mark.
Okay. You guys, I'm going to extend the show for half an hour, and I want to play my Chainsaw song because it's a request. And Mark, you haven't even heard my songs, have you?
I've heard a couple of them. You sent me the BTR song.
Oh, and you heard that? Okay, well, I'm going to play the Chainsaw Killer song because it's been requested. So you guys hang on for a minute. I'm going to play that. I'm going to extend the show, and we'll come back and we'll chat, all three of us. So hold on.
Chainsaw killer, I thought there was a chainsaw killer at my door. I heard the chainsaws, and they wouldn't stop, and they wouldn't stop, and I couldn't take it anymore. Chainsaw killers, yeah, the chainsaw killers. They were pounding and pounding and pounding in my ears like with chainsaws. And they didn't even cut down my tree. It was my neighbors, they were cutting down. So my tree's still leaning over me, and I'm waiting for it to fall down. Chainsaw killer, chainsaw killer. I heard it for hours, it was bound in my head, I couldn't get away. Chainsaw killers, my tree's still standing, well, at least for the minute. I don't want it to fall on my head. I could be sleeping and it could come crashing in, then I would be dead. Then I could call some of the paranormal shows and really be an EVP instead of joking around on the phone like I did on Stephen Ray Bell's show the other day. Oh, so chainsaw killers, those chainsaw killers. I listened for hours, I don't remember. I got a headache and I wanted to lay down, but I couldn't because I had to do a show. Chainsaw killer. Chainsaw killer. Chainsaw killer. Chainsaw killers. Chainsaw killers. Chainsaw killers.
And there we go, Chainsaw Killers. What do you think, Mark?
That was pretty good.
You gotta realize these songs. I do not write these songs. I make them up off the top of my head. I sit down in front of my computer and push record, and they come out. I do not write them. I do not practice them. That's how they come out, the first try. Boom. So, that's it. So, I like improv. And so when I feel a song coming on, I just sit down and record. And I also make them up. You've never been to my show. So, you know, I make them up on my show, too. I usually I make up a song for somebody in my room. So today, I really doubt I'm going to do that because my throat is just totally whacked. Okay, let's see. Who else we got on? Kathy? Are you still there?
It's me.
Huh? Okay, what's
it's
up with you today? Did you like the show? Did I do good?
I did. You were so good.
Was I good? Well,
you were, darling. Bless your heart. But, I just wanted to stop. I just wanted to tell everybody about you the other day. I'm bragging about you.
Okay.
Because I was really sad because it was my birthday weekend and I miss my Tony. And there you went and wrote me this. I knew you didn't mean for it to be me, but you just said you had a feeling and it come out and you said that you felt like it was meant for me. And you read it to me and it just made me cry. I was just so happy. And I thank you.
Well, the poem was for you. I told you that before I was thinking of you, and I sat down and wrote this poem. I did not realize it was your birthday. You didn't tell me it was your birthday when I talked to you that night. And then I heard the next day that it was your birthday, and I felt bad when I heard it was your birthday that I couldn't find where I had filed it at. So
gave me the best birthday present in the world. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder who it was that called in. That was funny. That was weird. I want somebody better own up to that, because that was kind of somewhat embarrassing.
I just wanted everybody to know how intuitive you are, though. I am so impressed. I was so impressed with you.
Yeah, I do that quite a lot, actually. It's still kind of the way I am, but I'm glad I'm glad that it helped you. That's what that was for. I was so excited. The night before, I dreamt that they called me and said that they'd canceled, that they weren't going to do the show.
And then
yesterday I woke up and there was a message. I saw the number, their number. Their number was on my, I had missed a phone call and I saw their number on my phone. And I went, oh God, oh no, they've called and canceled, right? And I'm thinking, oh God, I didn't even want to listen to the message.
Oh,
and I called, you know what? My heart just dropped, and then I called, and no, they were just confirming that the show was still on, everything was fine. And I'm going like, oh, thank God.
I would have just died.
I think if they canceled on me, I would have canceled my show and never come back to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let them know. You have a great show, girl. I love all your little ditties and your poems, and I think you're just wonderful. You just have the best spirit in this world.
Oh man,
I'm not the only one that thinks that.
I was just so happy that he agreed to do my show, and I was actually so surprised that he agreed to do my show, you know. The way I went about it, the way I found the connection, and when I got the phone call saying, yes, we're calling for, you know, we're Brent Spiner's people, you know, I'm like, I felt like saying, okay, which one of my friends is cranking me, you know, getting a crank call or something.
I would have thought that too.
You know? I just didn't think it, you know, because it happened actually so fast, you know, so I was really, I thought if I was going to hear back, you know, it would be, you know, a few weeks down the line or something. So, okay. Well, hey, Mark.
Well,
are you still here?
I love you.
I love you too, Kathy. Mark?
Bye, girl.
Yeah?
Are you still here? Hey, those are great questions you had.
Sure.
Great questions you had. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah. I mean, you did a good job. Brent was a hilarious guy.
I know. Funny. He was funny, wasn't he?
he was hilarious. I love the comment he made about Jessica Simpson. he was right on the button too. When I went back, I said, "Oh, you didn't go on vacation with her?" And he said, "Oh, don't say anything about that." So,
yeah. I was a little bit worried because the only other interview I've actually heard to do on radio, I went back and listened to. The only one that I could find, and it was for the BBC, and it was so serious. It was just, maybe it was because of the host there, but it was, you know, it was just like, the guy, maybe it was just because of the questions the host was asking, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
the thing is, the most important thing I can tell you, kids, is to be yourself. And you were definitely yourself today. Just don't be as nervous. You know, he's a normal person, just like you and me. Just talk to him like you've been friends for a while. You know, and that's how I do my show. You know, these guys come on, these actresses, actors, musicians, and read up on them, which you did. You did do some research. And,
I had 4 pages of research. my worry was that I would know so much that I would wind up asking him questions that he would only have a no or yes answer to. I'd worry that I would phrase the question so right, you know, that, you know, well, I know this and this, and then all he could say was no or yes.
But you know me, kids. I always look for that. I always look for that that one question that they never expect you to ask, you know. I mean, Master Disguise, I wasn't expecting it, anybody would have asked that question, you know, a long time, you know, not since the movie. So, and I really wanted to find out anyway, because he's, like I said, Brent is a hilarious guy. You know, if he's with one of the masters of comedy of the modern generation, you know, you got to have something funny to say about that. But yeah, he's a great, great guy. He did a great, great job with the interview. It was great to be able to actually hear it live. I'm sorry I don't come on that often. It's just, I usually am working at this time, but I'm off this morning. But it was great to have you do that interview and have him come on. It was an absolute fabulous interview. And I've got to send Philip a note that you had her on, and you know, promote your show on the Daily Mix next week. I'm pretty sure he'll find a hilarious thing from Brent to put on the show. So.
I had like three special questions I wanted to ask him that I thought were pretty unique, but I had so many callers that I didn't even get to those questions. But I wanted to get, you know, I did say, I did, you know, put out in my bulletin that, in my invites that the lines would be open. So I wanted to take as many callers as I possibly could. So,
I was going to mention that. I mean, I had shows, and I'm sure Olivia had shows where we've had just tons of callers call in wanting to ask questions, and we know obviously we couldn't get to all of them, but yeah, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you have your set of questions that you definitely want to ask that person. And I know sometimes the callers actually, you know, ask questions either better or, you know, even the same questions that you've had on your list too. So it's,
right.
you know, it's and that's a good thing. You want a reinteraction between yourself, the chat room, and the guests, you know. That's what it's there for. So it's really great to have had a couple people call in and ask questions. I know sometimes when people won't call in and ask questions. Last night my show, they didn't call in and ask questions, but then again, she was flirting with
me. Well, we were too busy listening to her hit on you last night.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. Especially
when she thought you guys were off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're still on the air? What?
Yeah.
I was sitting over here laughing. I was dying. Yeah, we're still on the air. Oh. So, you know, it was genuine, you know, wasn't just, you know, playing up to the radio host kind of thing, you know.
Exactly. I mean, this is her. She said on air, and you can listen to the archive, that she said, oh, I canceled my plans with my friends tonight so I could call back in. So,
yeah, I heard that.
That was,
I heard that.
And I'm like going, wow, that's unbelievable.
I know, that was cool. Yeah, I guess that was great. I was like, oh,
that
man,
was,
you
that,
got a
yeah,
thing
was...
for Mark. It was a hot
yeah,
one.
By the way, a side note, she is older than I am, but that doesn't matter. She's still a hottie.
What is age, you know? Hey, that, you
what
know,
is
older
age,
women.
Yeah. What
by
is
older
age?
Women. This is Mark from somewhere in Vegas and Sin City Sessions, which is not easy for me to say with my little lispy problem. Sin City Sessions. Somebody in the chat room is asking who was online with me.
Oh yeah, it's Mark, and it's Mark, by the way. It's not Mark. That's
yeah,
right.
It's Mark.
Call me Mark with a Q if you want to. So
Mark you.
Yeah, Mark you. I was trying to think. I think I was on somebody else's show, and so they said something about How can you shout in five different languages?
Yeah, that was me.
That was
yell.
You.
It was scream. Yell. How can you scream in five different languages?
Five different languages. And then I showed you how to do that, right?
No. I had to leave right after that.
Oh,
so I didn't see your answer.
I know Cow Killer saw it, but I'll have to look up and how to do it again. I think it's I'm trying to remember how many languages she spoke, but it's like, God, Dios, Dios, Dios. That's how you scream in different languages.
Ah, I see. Okay, so essentially it's saying, oh, God, it's not actually screaming.
Exactly. That's
okay,
what you,
okay.
That's screaming God, you know, it's like.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, it's not just screaming like, ah, it's actually saying, oh, God. Okay, gotcha, now I understand. Okay. I was thinking screaming, and the screaming is, ah! And, you know, and I was thinking, you can't even do that with an accent.
you can do it with an accent. I mean, like, or,
yeah, but I'm talking about a horror scream. Now, if you're screaming in horror, you know, let's go. Screaming horror is a screaming horror, and it doesn't have an accent. If you're screaming in a horror, they all sound the same. But, you know, there's different decibel levels, but they basically all change. But when you're saying you're screaming like, "Oh God," then I understand. Then I gotcha. But I thought that was funny the way you said that. She screams
well,
in five different languages.
Well, that's something I've got to ask my guest tonight, because I have another scream queen on. Her name is Nelson Basler. She's going to be on, and she was on before. And I'll have to ask her if she could scream in different languages. It'd be interesting to say if she could. But she did last time say that she didn't. She never screamed in her films, which is the ironic thing. She's always been either the monster in the film, or she was quick death and she didn't be able to scream at all. So, but she did say that she has a great horror scream. You know, people say that. You know, can you do a horror scream? And Alyssa was like, yeah, I can do one, but I never use it. So, but yeah, it'll be interesting to have her on tonight and all that too. So that's the night at 9 p.m. Pacific. By the way, I'm going to plug that real quick. 9 p.m. Pacific time here on Sin City Sessions on Blog Talk Radio. And that's midnight on the East Coast. So if you guys are up that late, you know, feel free to stop by or kick off the archives. It's pretty cool. And you know, my show was yesterday at 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll have a show next week, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock on the East Coast on somewhere in Vegas. And we'll have a comedian, a couple musicians on, I think. And I'm trying to get Blues Traveler on, and I'll let you guys know about that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Blues Travel. Yeah, Travel. Blah, 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 you know, yeah, I know them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in honor of our guest from the Star Trek family, I think I must play. Oh, you know what? I should have played. Oh, man, I really missed my chip. No, he probably wouldn't have made my got a sense of humor out of my. I have my little, my favorite little sound effect that I play, which is. Wait a minute, where is it? You haven't heard it. Oh, where is it? Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Gee, where is it? Here it goes. This was when I usually say something to get my big mouth, I play this one.
I suppose this means I can look forward to a week of continual harassment on this subject.
I play that one.
Yeah. I was laughing out of my seat when he talked about George Takei. That was hilarious. I was always scared that I go to my car and there's George Takei with a bat.
Yeah. You know, that was funny.
It'd be like, Data, I'm about to give you something.
Okay. Well, speaking of, I want to play my little homage to. A Star Trekking Tiffin style. Here we go.
Star Trekking, that's what we do.
Song to play today. Oh man, Tuesdays. I usually don't do Tuesdays. This is Tuesdays, my day I do all my errands and my shopping and my weekly blockbuster, my weekly blockbuster run, and so I'm really just thrown off my whole flow today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm out of food. I'm out of raccoon food, and so this is like after my show. I have to get dressed. I'm sitting here still in my pajamas. I have to get dressed. I have to drive the 40 minutes into town because I live out in the middle of nowhere and go shopping. So I'm waiting. I have two homes, and neither one of them has a washer and dryer, and we have a little laundromat in our little community I live in, and they closed it. They were supposed to close it today because they're remodeling and enlarging it because they decided finally that it was not large enough for as many people that now live here in our little community, but they closed it Friday instead, and so I have a lot of laundry and nowhere to do it. I don't even know where there's a laundromat at. So this is going to be really interesting. I might have to go knock on one of my neighbors and ask if I can use the washer and dry. Oh, man. That so sucks. I need to hire some people. I need some people. Oh, God. Anybody want to drop, do laundry? I need laundry people. God. Yes, I was up late last night, Cal Killer, and I stayed up later than I, even after I talked to you. Oh, God. I knew it. And even after I went to bed, I even took a sleeping pill last night. But my brain was going a million miles an hour, and I still didn't get to bed till 4 o'clock this morning. Oh, God. Yeah, I do need a maid. You're right, sister. I do need a maid. And I may hire somebody to come in a couple days a week and work for me, because I suck. I am not domestic. I'm not domestic, and my guy is a meat freak, and he doesn't have time to keep up with the housework because he works all the time, and I really suck at it. Absolutely suck at it. I just, oh man, you need a what? Oh, a late mate played. And
I should say paid, P-A-I-D.
you need a laid plate, made plate. You need a paid maid laid.
I need to get laid, paid, and a maid in that order is what I should have said.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was reading what you said in chat, and I was going, need a laid plaid maid. No, Jewel, I am not a domestic goddess in no sense of the word at all. At all. I don't do laundry. I don't do windows. I don't do housework. I don't make my bed. I do pick up after myself and wash my dishes, my dish after I eat. And occasionally I do cook. I am a good cook when I do cook. I don't mind cooking, but I hate to clean up after myself when I cook, so I rarely cook because that involves cleaning up.
She doesn't. Kids does not wax on or wax off either.
No.
She does not paint the fence. She does not sand the floor.
Not to rise. You got that, Mark. For a while there, a few years ago, I had my youngest sister, Lisa, she came in and cleaned my house for me. I paid her to clean my house for me twice a week. But that's when we lived closer together. Now we live a half a state apart, so now that's just out of the question. And she has a full-time job. That's when she wasn't working. So that doesn't work. So... Hello, I Abu Ashun. So now I'm sure that there is somebody in this little community that is unemployed and would probably love to have a part-time job cleaning my house. So did I say your name wrong? I probably did. I am having a show. It's almost over now. It says I'm waiting for me to call in. My show's 10 minutes almost over. I'm having a show. Refresh your page. I'm sure somebody will love to have a two-day-a-week job. I pay good. So, and my guy would be happy to have the house clean no matter what. he's like a germaphobe, and... He walks around, even if I straighten up the house, just to so he doesn't walk around the old grumpy face. He calls it, I can't stand living in this filth, he says. I don't see it as filth, but he's like the, what's that guy that does the game show with the suitcases? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Ari Mandel on I'm Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, he's kind of like, he's not quite that bad, but he's pretty close.
take care of all this leaving. We'll all be leaving in 9 minutes because I can't extend anymore because I have got to go.
Yeah, he's almost that bad. And so he gets, a lot of times he ignores it, but when he gets in a mood, man, he starts going on about living in filth, and I just usually ignore him like I do everything I don't want to hear. Oh, man, God, I don't know, I just don't have a domestic bone in my body, nowhere, anywhere. It's really sad, and I've just been spoiled. My late husband did all the housework, even when he worked full time. He loved it. He used to meditate while he washed dishes. He put his forehead up against the cupboard, and he washed dishes and meditate while he washed the dishes. I just got spoiled, and I just can't do it. Do you do housework, Mark?
I do it sometimes. I'm happy enough to say that I'm like you. I have a tendency to be very, very busy. So I sometimes don't get the chance to clean up as much as I want to. I'll maybe take a day out of every 2 weeks to clean up everything, but that's about it.
God, I just don't, and it's like making the bed. My guy, his bed is like hospital corners. He cannot sleep. His bed is not made perfectly. My bed looks like a tornado hit it. And I don't bother making it because as soon as I get in the bed, within 2 seconds, it looks like somebody's been in it for like about 10 hours. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, see.
So
I don't bother
making my bed. But he sneaks over there and makes it all the time because it bothers him just even looking at my bed.
And that's the thing. People make their beds in the morning. It's like, why bother? I mean, you're going to freaking sleep. You're going to sleep in it again, and then you have to make it again. Might as well keep it messy. So that way you can just, cuddle up, into the bed and not have to worry about it. It's
exactly.
Just a hassle during your day.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Anything.
Right. You see, my guy, the way he sleeps on his stomach. He's a real skinny guy. He's real tall. He's like 6'4", but he's real skinny. And he lays on his stomach when he sleeps, and he almost disappears into the bed, and he doesn't move. And so his bed barely gets messed up when he goes to sleep, and he likes to sleep like bundled up. He's cold all the time, I guess, because he's so skinny. And he's cold all the time, and it's like he looks like a mummy. The way he sleeps, he's like a mummy encased in his bed. And I don't know why it would bother him how I sleep in my bed. I'm not in his bed. I'm in my bed. But it bothers him to watch him in my bed. So he goes over there and makes up my bed. That just cracks me up. It's like, if we were sleeping in the same bed, I could understand it, but it's a whole nother bed. Oh, man. That's funny. What can you do? If he wants to make my bed, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I just don't see the point of wasted effort.
The thing is not to make the bed, it's making it into the bed. Now that's something that you always want to happen.
Ah. Well. Huh. I can't go there.
By the way, I was going to mention earlier that you have a lot of talented palliative people in the chat room because we're talking about putting a band together because we have a drummer, we have a DJ, we have a guitar player, so one of these days.
Yeah, I play the guitar also, and besides singing and writing songs, I do that also. Did you know that?
I knew you sung. I didn't know you played guitar though.
Oh yeah, I started playing guitar in third grade.
Yeah, I don't have the hand-eye coordination to do guitar, although I tried. I just don't have the hand-eye coordination. I can sing, but that's about it. I just don't have any good hand-eye coordination whatsoever. So.
Yeah, I do not have a guitar at the moment since my last guitar was stolen. I have not replaced it, but I will because I'm actually thinking. I have some besides my silly little songs. I write off the cuff. I have some. Thank you to my sister, saying I'm very talented. I have some serious songs I have written, and they really need music. My friend, the musician Armand Averin, is offered to put them to music for me, and then I'm going to record them. But as soon as, of course, he offered that, he wound up getting put in the studio to record, and now he's doing a video, so it's going to be a while. So, which it never failed. It had happened right after you guys was on my show, too. It's like you got on my show, and then all this stuff. I'm sure it had nothing to do with being on my show, but it did happen like 2 days after he was on my show. Producer Sound Mixer got a hold of him, and boom. He's in the studio recording, so I'm just he will get to me because this is gonna be longer than I hoped for because I have a bunch of actual serious real songs waiting to have something done with. So I got 3 minutes left. I guess I better do my shout out to the people that are left in my chat room that have not left yet. And I'm sorry, people, that I have not followed my chat room as normally as well as I do, but I figured I did have an important guest that deserved my more attention. So I'm going to do a chat. I'm going to do a shout-out, and I have a guest, 677 and 674. I wonder what they're doing. I hope it's not on the floor. I'm Ocean, Victoria 43, Alex Bourne, T1, Death 631, might be in threesome with the other two, Cyber Mixtape Show, Free the Soul, Cyber Spiritual Pilot, White, WDub 22, Somewhere in Vegas, Kathy 1, Cow Killer, Jewel of South, Aegis 1, and moi, Kismet. So, you guys, I will be on the Charm Parker Show as the guest this Friday, at I think it's 3. I think it's like 6 p.m. Eastern time. I think, but check. I think that's what time it is. I will be the guest. And it's going to be an interesting show. Besides the laughter, merriment, he's going to ask me some deep searching questions. And now that you all know my name, I guess that secret's going to be out. And don't forget my Halloween show with the big supernatural ghost hunting paranormal roundtable. And thank you all for coming today. Mark, thank you for being online with me. I really appreciate it. And for your support today. That's great. I really appreciate it all.
Thank
you guys all, and don't let the worms bite you in the butts on the way out the door. And rate the show, people. Rate the show, or I won't make up any songs. Pirate, sexy pirate. Woohoo! And I'm bringing my real sword. No, I better leave real sword home because it was going to be alcohol there, so I don't drink. So, everybody, rate the show. Go check out all the other lovely shows. Spiritual Pilot has a show today, and I don't know if I'll be back in time to make it, but I hope to be. Love y'all. And I guess that's going to be it for me. So, that's the way it goes. So, I was gonna do something, but we're about to go out there, so that's it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.